Meditation on Living. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. Meditation on Living. We meditate all the time. To meditate means to think about things. And so we're always thinking about things. We're always thinking about all of the things that are important to us. Well, now, have you recently meditated on living? How do you live? How do you create your world? How do you create your life? How do you create your experiences? Do you find the very best wherever you are? Do you find that wherever you are, you're creating a world of harmony and peace and love? Do you find that wherever you are, whatever you're doing something that makes you unbelievably, unconditionally happy? Well, if you are, then you're meditating rightly. And meditation is a thought. Meditation is how we think. And so we think about things that make us happy. Now you say, that could be wishful thinking. That could be a lack of reality, a lack of recognizing that this is just sort of a desire of ours, but not something that we really know or ever could know. And, of course, we can have that point of view, too. Now, the only point of view is that I believe, and I think this is something proven in many ways, thoughts are things. And thoughts are the very things that we have in our life every moment of our life. And whatever thoughts we have, these are the thoughts, these are the things that manifest themselves or reveal themselves in our world. Because we cannot think about something that does not already exist. And so when we meditate on living, we meditate on something that already exists. We are living, and we always will be living. Now, what kind of living do we want to do? Do we want to have living where we go to work every day and make a living, where we have a family and we take care of them every day, same thing? Do we want to have a living where we are just sort of eking along, just sort of making ends meet? Do we want to have a living where we live fulfilling the very depth of our heart? Yeah, but what's the depth of our heart? That's a good question, isn't it? What is the depth of our heart? We have a young man who is in prison at the moment, and he wants to come to campus and be here when he comes out. And if that works out for him, fine. Well, we told him that if he came here, he could have the Shangri-La as a place that he could fix up and live in it. Now, it's one of the buildings we're not using at the moment. And it's a building that needs a lot of loving attention, not as much as it appears to do, but just some panels here and panels there, and otherwise it has two bathrooms and two bedrooms, and it has a living room with a fireplace and a kitchen, and, you know, it's just quite a remarkable little house. And from the inside, when I took pictures and sent them to him, he said, oh, wow. When I sent him pictures of the outside, he said, that's like a park, that's so glorious. And of course, he's looking at it from his eyes of being in prison. Now, if he comes in person and sees what there is there, will he have that same vision? So, he had heard a song, and that song made him feel very happy. And he asked me to get a copy of the song. So I went on the internet, and I found the copy of the song. And the song is entitled, Heaven, I'm in Heaven. And this is what he is saying to us. I am in heaven. Heaven, I am in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Well, I doubt that he was talking about dancing cheek to cheek, but he was thinking about I'm in heaven. And he loves it. And he thinks this song reflects his heaven. And perhaps in a way it does. It reflects how his heart wants to sing, how his heart wants to soar. how his heart wants to reach out and know something good and beautiful. Now, is he in that house? Is he in the Shangri-La here on the campus of the University of Healing? Or is he not? Is he somewhere else? He's in prison is where he is. But when he thinks of the Shangri-La, he's not in prison. He thinks of himself in that house. Now, can he be in that house? Yes, it's possible. Can he fix up that house and make it all very charming for him, his own use? Yes, that's possible. Will he do that? That's possible. As far as he's concerned, it is already done. As he mentally sees him coming out of prison and having served all of his time and done everything that had to be done, now he's ready to be a free man again and live a life of beauty and love. Now, he's living that already, mentally. He's living that already. He's already in the Shangri-La. He's already in that place of great beauty, the place of great wonder, that great place of great magic. You see, you do that too, and I do that too. We create ourselves in circumstances, and we're not yet there. But we could be there from all of our thinking about it, all of our dreaming about it, all of our envisioning it, because it is a reality. Now, the Shangri-La is a real thing. It's a real place. And the man in prison, he's a real person. And soon he'll be out. And he'll be perhaps enjoying that or somewhere else. It's up to him how well he carries through his dream. Now, what sort of dream do you have for yourself? What sort of thing are you meditating on in your living? Are you meditating on living a fulfilled, happy life where everything you do is rewarding and uplifting? Or are you meditating on a life of would-bes, could-bes, should-bes, you'd like it if it ever would happen? That sort of a dreaming on meditating on living is no living at all. We live in our present tense. We live in the now. We live on this instant, in this moment now. Where are you living? Are you living in this moment now? Are you living in this dream now? Are you living in this reality now? Or are you wishfully living? It's up to you, it's up to me, where I choose to be. And where I choose to be is living in the now, and the moment I think of something, I'm there. The moment I think of something, I'm doing it. The moment I'm thinking of something, I am in that presence. It is my now. It is my reality. It is who I am. This is who you are. This is where all of us are. We live in now. There is no other time. We don't live in yesterday or tomorrow or even a moment from here. We live only in this instant now. And as we live in the now, then we enjoy it. Now, is this young fellow enjoying the Shangri-La? Oh, he looks at those pictures and he sees himself doing all sorts of things there. He sees himself painting the house. He sees himself fixing the lawn. He sees himself doing... He's doing it. He's living there. He's living in the now. You and I do this all the time too. Maybe not as graphically portrayed as what we're doing with this young fellow, but graphically portrayed in our own way. Do you see yourself in your new car? Do you see yourself with your sweetheart? Do you see yourself with the friends that you enjoy? Do you see yourself doing anything, anywhere, anytime, anyhow? As you do that, you are living in the now. As you do that, you are meditating on living. Now, even while you are sitting in your living room, meditating on your sitting in your living room, you are sitting in your living room more in your meditation than you are in your actual experience of having your body sitting in your living room. Because in your meditation on living, you take in a broader scope. You see all the walls, you see the pictures, you see the rug, you see the fireplace, you see the glowing fire, you see all these things. This is how you visualize your meditation on living. Whereas you could actually be sitting in your living room or in your study or wherever it is, you could actually have the fireplace in front of you with no fire in it. You could actually be sitting on a chair or a box or even on the floor and saying, yes, this is what I'm doing. Then you meditate on living and you live the whole thing beautifully and perfectly. Whereas in your, if you might call it, actual experience, in your every moment experience, your touch experience at the moment, it is not all quite like it is in your mental attitude. Our mental attitude is our reality attitude. The more and the sooner we move into our reality attitude, the sooner we move into our meditation on living and really live exactly the dream that our heart projects to us, then we are really living. Then we are really there. I told you a story about a young man who was visiting somebody in the hospital, and the nurse went out in the hall and thought he was someone else and said, son, would you please come in here? Your father is dying and he'd like you to talk to him. And the young man knew that there was nobody else around to take his place of this ersatz son, so he went in there. And he stood by this man's side who was dying, and the man didn't recognize him, but he did recognize the fact that this, he was told that this is his son, and he held his hand. And he held his hand all through the night. And the young man lived through this glorious experience of sharing unconditional love in a way that he will never forget. And the man who died will have mentally his son at his side, and it wasn't his son. But in his mind, in his heart, he had his son at his side, and he was living now. Each had their meditation on living, and each meditation was absolutely different. One was the son, and the other was unconditional love, sharing his whole heart, his whole being, his whole glorious being. Where are you on this game of life? Where am I? Let our meditation on living be something so fabulous, so glorious, so wonderful, that we never forget it. Have a lovely meditation on living, and know that as you have your meditation on living, I am there in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, blessing you, uplifting you, and saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.